And we've got Jessica, good to have you back. And Amanda, it was, right? And Colby, I remember Colby. And, but let's see now. What was your name? Oh, you've been here. I remember the name, Cheyenne. It's such a neat name, Cheyenne. Okay. Now, I've got a bunch of pennies here. And what I was going to do was give you each two pennies, because that kind of goes along with the story I want to tell you. You know, pennies are kind of like the... I'll get you a couple of the pretty ones. And I don't know, you might not do what you ought to do, but pennies are, they're kind of the forgotten coins anymore because, well, they just don't seem like you can do much with pennies anymore. I remember my dad talking one time, he says, well, it's gotten to where a penny's not even worth stooping over and picking up if you find it on the street. Now, I'm sure that children never found a penny that wasn't worth stooping over and picking up. They seem to see the value in them. But pennies nowadays, they just don't seem to be worth much. And yet, and many of you have already brought up and put some coins for people that may wonder about this headless cow. It bothers Jessica no end, seeing a headless cow on her altar up here. And we need to remember it sometime. This was purchased a long time ago when it had a head. And it's used to gather the coins from children. And it goes into what's called a heifer fund. Now, this is part of Heifer Project International. And it is used to buy animals. You can buy heifers if you manage to get several hundred dollars, or you can buy chickens, or you can buy ducks, or you can buy bees. But anyway, you send the money off to Heifer Project International, and you say, I want to buy such and such, and they will buy it, and then they'll send that to either another country, someone in another country, or someone in our country that doesn't have a cow or a sheep or that needs it. And they'll tell them, say, now we want you to raise this and to use it for your own purposes, but we want to make sure that the first offspring, the first new little cow or the first new little duck or the first new little chicken that comes from this, that you give it to somebody else and that that person does the same thing. And so this Heifer Project International is a way of getting a lot of people to learn about sharing and helping others in need. Okay. And what have we been able to buy, Janie, with the coins that the children have brought? There has been one heifer and one cow and one goat. Been doing this for a while. It takes a while, but it comes from a lot from pennies. Worthless old pennies. Pennies that you don't want to pick up. Bringing them up here and leaving them. And just they keep building up and building up. And it does good things for people in other countries. So we keep that up there. Even that headless old cow. Remember that when you see that this is doing good. Now, I've given you each two pennies, and if you wish, you can put it in the cow and know that it's going to help others. But I wanted to tell you a story about two pennies from the Bible. There was one time that Jesus had gone to church. Well, it was the temple there. He'd gone to the church, and the church that they had in Jerusalem when Jesus was there, they had these big horns. They were kind of like pipes that were used to... Well, they might have been bull horns, but I think they were metal horns. And they were used to collect the monies that the people brought, and it went right down into this big chest, or it was a treasury, and those monies were used for the church or the temple. And there were some people that they would take all of the things that they were going to give to the church, and they'd convert it to gold coins, and they would go up, and with a great show, they would pour in these huge quantities of gold coins, and it would make lots of noise as it was hitting those metal pipes and going down to the treasury, and people would go, and then they'd look, and they'd say, my, that's just a wonderful gift. Well, Jesus was there, and he was watching people giving all these things, and he looked across the courtyard, and he says, do you see that lady over there? And there was this little old lady over there, and she had just dropped something in the horn for the treasury, and it didn't make any noise at all. It was just barely a tinkle. And Jesus said, you know, she just put two pennies in there. She just put two pennies in there. And he says, I tell you,
He says that those two pennies are more than all these others that were given combined. And the disciples wondered at that. And he said, well, I'll tell you why. He says, because she's given what she needed and all that she could. And a lot of these others are simply giving what they had left over or given out of their abundance. And he said, she has given more. Now, what this tells you a couple things. One, that two pennies don't get ignored by God. He understands it. It also tells you that it's hard to impress God with all that we can do for Him. And what we understand is that it's not how much or how little, but that we bring to God joyously for Him, for God to use as He will to help others. Okay, so we can remember that now. When we come up and we bring our pennies, it may not be much, but we know that God will recognize it, that we're giving it in joy to help others, and He'll make sure that it does. Okay? And I thank you for all that you've done.